Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy good mornings to everybody here in DFW from the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show as we start another beautiful day of talking about mortgages while you support your hangover with various things out of your refrigerator and your coffee machine. We are here talking about home loans today. We're talking about refinancing, purchasing, getting home equity loans. There's a lot to get to. There's a lot going on in the mortgage world right now. A lot of activity, a lot of refinancing, a lot of cash outs, people getting money, people getting the lowest rates of all time. TexasLending.com offering some of the lowest rates in the state of Texas, if not the lowest rates in the state of Texas right now. If you're tuning in for the first time, we are TexasLending.com. We have staffed up at the old TexasLending.com. We currently have nearly $500 million of loans locked with our company, and we have staffed up our staff so that in about another 2 weeks, we will be a finely tuned machine kicking out loans here in about 20 to 25 days in very short order. Our company is still backed up for 3 months. And so TexasLending.com is at that right size of a corporation that we're going to be able to support you with great rates all over the state of Texas. We're doing our business in San Antonio and Austin and Houston and Dallas, Fort Worth, and other parts of the state. We're happy to help you today. If you want to get a hold of us, we can take your call. 972-387-4600. You can also text us on that line. Text us your question about whether it's time for you to refinance, what kind of rate can you get, what are your options? 972-387-4600. I do want to say one thing I know for absolute fact is we have the best VA streamlined refinance rates in the state. If you are a veteran and you want to drop your rate and you want to save a bunch of money, you got to tell your friends, you got to tell your dog, you got to tell your cat, because you know they're talking to each other. 972-387-4600. I heard my dog talking to everyone in the neighborhood about 4 o'clock this morning. I had to go out in the backyard and tell him to keep it down, so I yelled as loud as I could, "Keep it down!" And I'm not sure how that went over, but
yeah, that's kind of
yeah. Well, things you got to do. Anyway, we are back here. We've been on hiatus for the last week. I have been on the professional amateur junior golf tour,
and Nate's doing well.
Professional because it seems you're doing it all the time. It's your profession. Amateur because you don't get paid for it.
Yeah.
And they should call it Suckers Tour because at the same time I'm paying for it. back-to-back weekends. This is a sports channel, so we do get to talk about junior golf. Was out in Palm Springs 2 weeks ago. The craziest thing. We're out in the desert there, right? It's 109 outside. The craziest thing was that they don't let anyone eat in a restaurant in California.
You can't eat.
It's 109 outside. You can't go inside and sit down and eat at a restaurant in California. We've been open, what, June, July, August, September here.
Yeah.
They don't allow anyone to eat in a restaurant in California. We were at the hotel. We had to go eat out the patio. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was amazing. So then I've been to other places of the world, places I shall not mention. I know I was in southern Mississippi near the Gulf, pre and in between hurricanes, dancing hurricanes. We went to a place, no one was wearing masks. The whole place, I mean, no one in the whole town was wearing masks. It was like, we don't care. And then we were up on another place up in the hills of Ohio last weekend. Very beautiful place. Luckily, it was 80 degrees last weekend where we were. It's going to be 30s this weekend and 40s. It was 80s last weekend, and they were toeing the line. You know, you had your restaurant open. It was like being in Texas. You know, where you're going into restaurants, you're wearing your mask. You're doing your business, but you're doing it mindfully. People are, you know, sitting apart and just taking care of their business, right?
Well, it was just last week that the state of Mississippi's governor lifted the mask mandate. And
well,
I think Tennessee followed suit after that. They're the only two that I know of, though.
Yeah, I just think, and I think they did something like that in Florida, too.
Did they?
Just this last week. Yeah. But the thing is I just, I was down there, and it was just a really interesting thing. Really interesting thing. We are talking about your home loans, though. We are talking about getting you into a great mortgage, and we want to make sure you text us 972-387-4600. Trust, you have some questions already coming in.
We do. But do you like me to start reading them already?
No, not already.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
I know, right?
Trust just kind of stumbles upon our office here every couple weeks to get on the airways.
At the same time.
What is happening with you?
Oh my goodness. Let's see. We my car has decided to have multiple things go wrong with it all within a short period of time.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I replaced the battery.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've had the car for 5 years. So I'm like, okay, I replaced the battery. But now I got to get new tires and I'll probably have to replace the brakes. You know?
Yeah. How's your beautiful groom?
He's fine.
He had a birthday last week.
He had a birthday. Yes, he did. He's 54.
What did y'all do? Did y'all go someplace?
You know what? We did not.
We did not.
No, because his car broke down. We had to get it fixed. We were planning to go somewhere, but that kind of put a damper on our weekend.
Yeah.
But we had a great staycation. We had fun. We stayed home, took the dog to the dog park. And
nice.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the time I went to Vegas, all right? I walked in the door, me and Doug. We went on a newspaper trip that we had won. Walked in the door, put $2 in the slot machine, and won $500.
What?
So I go upstairs, call my wife, say, wow, you wouldn't believe it. I just won $500.
She said, you won $250.
No. She said, great. The van just broke down, and it's going to cost $452 to fix.
There you go.
I said, okay. Well, I'll put that money in the safe.
Yep.
Well, that handsome man you're listening to right there is an appropriate Uncle Bubba. When we started getting to the Vegas thing, I didn't know what was going to come out.
Yeah.
You're all lucky right now. You're all saved from potential ruin on a Saturday morning. The inappropriate Uncle Bubba, he comes here on the weekend to let out some of his issues he had to deal with during the week.
Oh, God.
And we want your call, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Your text. Text us there as well. We also have loan officers at that number. Tress, what can we do with your questions? What do you have for us? We can start now.
Okay, great. Okay, so this question from Kevin in Arlington, another Kevin. He paid off a...
bankruptcy?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. So first of all,
a BK, is that a Burger King?
See, now we have to preface that Tress is not from the mortgage industry.
She was over there
at the corner of 635 and Midway, and she was looking for a job, and she had a sign. We picked her up.
So you guys are
stuck
so kind.
Her in here, stuck her in here.
And yeah, now.
So it says BK, which is a bankruptcy
and thank you. I thought it was like Burger King, paid off a Burger King.
This guy's loaded.
Okay, I'm going to start over again. Kevin in Arlington, I paid off a bankruptcy back in March. How soon can I refinance? The house needs repairs, so I just want to get enough money out to fix those issues.
Okay.
Sounds like a chapter 13.
So
if
he paid
it off.
Yeah.
Right?
So there are two different kinds of... For the average household, there are two different kinds of bankruptcies that people think of. There's the Chapter 7, which eliminates all your debt. You write everything off. the court says, okay, you get to write it off. And then there's Chapter 13, which is, I'm going to pay everything back. I just need to get these people off my back while I'm paying them because it's going to take me some time. That's called Chapter 13. It's typically a 3 to 5 year payoff. I'm not an attorney or a bankruptcy judge. You're going to have to talk to a bankruptcy attorney to get all the fine details. But in the mortgage world, we see them a lot. We see people getting them. And we also know that you can get an FHA loan, one, after paying off of Chapter 13 bankruptcy. As a matter of fact, you can get an FHA loan while you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, as long as you've been paying it on time for 12 months, because you basically reestablished your payments. You've been paying them on time for 12 months through the judge. You get your payments back in order. You get your life back in order. And we can get you pre-qualified with the judge's approval. That doesn't take too long, typically about 10 days.
And our FHA rates are just – I locked one yesterday that I just couldn't believe.
I couldn't believe it. Well, we get the best FHA rates in town. We get the best VA rates in town. And we got just about the lowest refinance rates you're ever going to see. And our purchase team is killing. We had the most purchase loans we've ever written in TexasLending.com history last month.
Well, so the neat thing about this guy yesterday was he had a Chapter 7. It was 2 years old in March. All right? So we're talking, and I said, hey, you know, you're probably going to want to refinance this into a conventional in 2 years. I said, so let's see what we can do about locking your loan and then paying your closing costs, because he was at 6.25%.
Well, you know, when you have a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, two years after the bankruptcy, you can get yourself and do an FHA loan. Chapter 13, you can do it while you're in the Chapter 13. You can buy a home. If it's paid off, we just got to get all your documentation. It's all paid off and is discharged.
The good
Chapter
news
7,
is,
you have to wait 2 years.
Yeah.
So this guy had 2 years. He had 6.25%.
Yeah, he had 6.25%.
So he dropped it somewhere in the twos.
I'm going to say the low twos, and it paid his closing cost. So now he's not taking away from his equity for when he refinances 2 years from now into a conventional loan. Mm-hmm. He's not using up $5,500 in closing costs on now because we're paid it in the rate.
Yeah. Well, we can do all that. We can do your FHA loans.
And
he
was doing Barry Manilow. It's a miracle.
Yeah. I don't want to care about your true blue spectacles over there. I want to know about 972-387-4600 and your text lines if you want to get in touch with us. This person right here, they want to do repairs.
So he wants to know how soon he can refinance.
Yeah. So on the conventional loan, he's in a little bit more trouble. FHA, you're fine. And you know, he's going to have to wait a little bit of time before he can get cash out on or do a cash out.
If it was a Chapter 13, it's 3 years from discharge date. Mm.
So make sure. So this person, Kevin at Arlington's got to wait a little bit for the cash out. But the FHA refinance can happen. A lot of you are paying your taxes right now. A lot of you have your homeowner's taxes due.
Yeah.
It's October now. The bill has come out. Mm-hmm. The cities want their money. And so you're going to have to pay them. And so when you try to get your home loan done, we're going to collect those escrows at closing. Make sure you're prepared for that.
And yeah, but that's also a way he could refinance and get on FHA, get his closing costs paid, and get his escrow account back now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could turn around and use that money to fix her upper.
There are options for that. Tress, what do you got?
Oh, okay.
One more question before break.
Can you do a refinance with nothing out of pocket, like rolling it all in the closing costs on a 30-year fixed?
I can do a refinance with nothing out of pocket.
I think they mean
can they do a refinance?
If you get an appraisal waiver,
out
yes.
Of pocket.
If you get an appraisal waiver, which we're getting quite a few of, yes, you
now,
can.
So what Bubba means is this. You can get a loan. The only thing out of pocket required for most loans, for example, there's no application fee. When you call us, we're not going to charge you for looking at your credit and telling you where you apply and qualify. When you sign your application, you haven't paid anything. Only once you pay for the appraisal is there going to be something out of pocket. The appraiser's got to get paid, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in this day and age, there's a lot of appraisal waivers where the appraisal gets waived. And so you don't pay that appraisal fee. You probably pay $100 to waive it, $150 to waive it. You don't pay the $600 to get your appraisal done.
But that's like an algorithm roulette, right?
Well, yeah, that's a
it's automated approval. As soon as we run your credit, and you know, we get the automated approval. It tells us if we get an appraisal waiver.
The decision is made by a computer algorithm. Those algorithms are owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Fannie Mae's is called Desktop Underwriter. Fannie Mae's is called Loan Prospector. Desktop Underwriter or Loan Prospector will say the appraisal requirement on this loan is waived. That's when we're getting the approval. And it'll say this one requires an appraisal, this one doesn't. When you're getting cash out, you're going to have an appraisal in Texas.
Yep.
It's just going to be required at all costs. Because there's a Texas law that says you can't go over 80% of the home value. We need to know what the home value is. It's a must. Can you do a refinance with nothing out of pocket? If the appraisal is waived, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another fine dance that has to happen there between what you type in on the home's value and what you owe and what the loan's going to be. Because when it's finally said and done and we get all your payoffs and they got to rerun that desktop underwriter, they might all of a sudden require an appraisal because your home came in, you know, your loan amount came in higher than what you thought. Or, you know, and so anyway, yes, it is possible to do a loan without an appraisal
but
with nothing out of pocket.
$465 shouldn't keep you from getting the lowest rates that are out there now. There's no reason that should stop you.
We can help you at TexasLending.com. A 30-year fixed in the mid to low threes with the 15-year fix as low as 2% right now. People, if you're paying an origination fee on your home loan and you have a nice loan size of $180,000, $200,000, you have 20% equity, 740 credit score, and all the such. You're going to have different APRs on every loan amount that you have. Every single person who has a different loan amount will have a different APR, even though you might have the same rate that you're paying. So we want to talk to you about that. We want to talk about your situation. Text us, 972-387-4600. Text us now. When we come back from this break, we'll start answering your questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, your favorite mortgage show in Dallas at 8 in the morning every Saturday morning. As far as I know, we're the only mortgage show in Dallas at 8 o'clock every Saturday morning.
Woo-hoo!
So you have found your destination of glorious mortgage savings, and we have people texting us already right now. They're coming in right now. Get yourself your question in line, 972-387-4600. We'll get right to it. Tress.
All right. We actually have a follow-up text from the first question we read earlier. The guy who asked about doing a refinance with nothing out of pocket. He says, thank you. My rate is 4.25%. Want to go down a monthly payment. Great credit above 740 and loan amount left is $140,000. And the house on the website's appraises for about $300,000.
I'm going to tell that person right now, if they did a 15-year refinance without any points, it would be 2.25% right now. If they wanted to do zero closing, well, they can roll closing costs into the loan, okay? And that would be the closing costs in the loan at 2.25%. If they want to pay a point origination, 1 point, I know there's companies out there with rockets in their name who will charge you 2 points in every loan, and their rate's higher than our loans without points. So you have a chance to do your loan with a point origination at 2% right now on that loan. At a $300,000 refinance, with 740 credit score, that person paying origination fee can get as low as 2% on their 15-year refinance. If they wanted to do a zero closing cost loan and roll all the costs into the rate, it'd be somewhere in the mid twos. But yes, refinancing for this person at 4.25% is a must. At $300,000, if you save just 1% on your home loan, you will save $250 every month in interest. If your loan is $300,000, $250 is what you'd save in interest by dropping just 1%. If you drop 2%, your interest savings would be $500 every month. That's going from 4.25% to 2.25% on the 15-year. Then you can just apply that savings towards paying off the home even faster if you want to. That person has a great opportunity to call TexasLending.com right now, 972-387-4600. I got to tell you a story.
Oh, story time.
In the middle of September, in the middle of August, Fannie Mae came out and said they're going to start charging a half a point fee on every loan.
That's right.
Half a point on every loan to every consumer. And so basically what happens is it goes into your interest rate, and the lenders suddenly have rates that are higher. Okay? TexasHunting.com has a lot of volume right now. We have a lot of people that we're helping. We're doing fantastic. And we've just, well, they said they're going to move that out to loans that they buy after December. So basically, every loan that's being locked right now, about 90% of them in the country have that in there already. TexasHunting.com has pulled that out. We are not putting it in. We are offering rates better than anyone on the street right now, and you need to take advantage of it and call us. You can get that 2.25. You can call around, and you might call 15, 20 companies, and one might be able to match it. 972-387-4600. We don't know who that person is or what that company is, but call us back if they're beating us by $100, and we're gonna match it or beat it. So call us, 972-387-4600. Get your text in now. Tress.
Next one up. My wife and I both have 740-plus scores, combined income of $350,000 a year. With 20% down, a $500,000 home, what is the best rates at 15, 20, and a 30-year mortgage?
Okay, so 20% down. I just want to tell you this, everyone out there. You may not know it, but the best rates in town are not 20% down. Mm-hmm. You can actually get a better rate at 15% down or at 25% down. But Fannie Mae knows that everyone puts 20% down. And I don't know why, but Fannie Mae charges an extra fee for loans that are at 80% loan to value. Then they
you
do
don't
it
know why.
At 85, 90, 75, or 70. It might be maybe that they like money. Maybe.
They also charge less on MI loans. I mean, you get a better rate on loans with MI.
So if you do, like I said, 85 or 90%, you might pay mortgage insurance on it.
Yeah.
But if that person, it's not that much of an impact. It's about 0.25% in terms of the loan amount. So if you did a $400,000 loan, Fannie Mae is basically charging $1,000 that gets passed along to you in the rate. The good news is, with all that being said, you're still going to be able to find yourself on a $400,000 loan with the same things I was talking about. Somewhere around 2 to 2.25 on a 15-year. Somewhere around 2.5 on a 30-year. About 2.5.
Yep.
Give or take, if you're paying a point, not paying a point.
Not paying a point, 2.5.
2.5 on a 30-year. And then on the 20-year, it's about the same as the 30-year. It's about the same as the 30-year.
Well, actually, it's not.
It's a little bit better right now.
The 20-year costs 0.250 more than a 30-year.
Depends on which bucket you're in. It depends on which bucket.
Every bucket I've looked at.
Well, you're looking at the wrong buckets, Bubba. I see the buckets every day. And say, we are, for the 30-year, 2.5, pretty good stuff. And here's the good thing about a 30-year. You can just pay extra money to pay it off in 20. Use one of our calculators on our website. If you go to our website, use the calculator. The calculator will show you what you can do to pay it off.
Always owe what you owe. It doesn't matter how you pay it back. It's just whether or not the interest rate, you know, if you like the difference in the interest rate between a 15 and a 20 and a 30, or, you know.
Yeah, so on a 20, you're just paying the principal down faster, you know. Mm-hmm. And so your rate's going to be about the same as that 30-year. So those are their options, and that's good ideas for you, and you can call us. We have loan officers here now. They'll take your call at 972-387-4600. You can also go online and apply, and then you'll go into our dialer, which means that our dialing system will call you back immediately, and then every 7 seconds after that. No, actually, we'll call you back, you know, in periods of time, so that you can get back in touch with us and we can start doing your loan for you. Tress. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hi. Refinanced with Mr. Cooper in March for 3.25%. My scores are 688. Should we refinance again?
My scores are 688. That is the definitive term there. If they can get their scores over 740, that person said they closed at 3.25 in March. That was a good deal back then.
Okay. I'm going to say a half point difference right now, probably.
Well, depends on – with a 688, the problem is if you have a 740, you're going to get a much better rate than you are with a 688. So if you can get your scores up, time to refinance possibly again. That 30-year can be down around 2.5. We don't know your loan size. Don't know your loan size. It just says, hi, I refinanced in March. My rate's at 3.25. And with 15 years down around 2.25 for many people, if you have the 740 score at 2.25 – you're probably going to be around closer to 2 and 3/8 or 2.5 at 688 score. So a little bit higher score is going to get you a little bit higher rate. And usually you always thought the more money you put down, the better your rate's going to be. We just talked a minute ago that 20% down actually gets you a higher rate than 15% down. in the conventional mortgage world. It's a Fannie Mae pass along. But you also have options to put down less or more on that home. If this person I do want to say this. If you have 40% equity in your house, let's say your home is worth $400 and you owe $240. Okay, you have 40% equity. There are no additional rate charges to credit score. So if they have a 688 score, but they have 40% equity, that offers no more risk to Fannie Mae. They're not going to pass along a charge for your score unless you have less than 40% equity. So they either got to get their score up or they got to have more equity to get the best rates in town. You have options. Call us and we can just run a free check for you and see what we can do for you. TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Tress says we have to go to a break.
I do.
And she is very, very mean if I don't go to a break. You should see what she does during the breaks.
I'm so mean.
And so you can tell. You can tell by her voice. She's mean. We're going to come back after these messages and we're going to start answering more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We just heard a sacrosanct mortgage commercial. It was blasphemy. And you know what? The good news is, with the commercial you just heard, you can get rates a 0.25% better at fees that are at least thousands of dollars lower than that company when you call TexasLending.com, and that's the truth. I'm happy to say it.
I beat them twice this week.
Someone saved $8,000 in closing costs on a loan versus them versus us.
Yes, that was me.
At a better rate with us.
Yeah.
You have options. You have options.
It's
we're
all
here.
About options.
We're in your backyard in Texas here. We don't have highfalutin necessities to pay for highfalutin lifestyles. We at TexasLending.com can help you get one of the best rates you're ever going to see in the state of Texas at much lower cost than people that have rockets. Call us at 972-387-4600. You don't have to be an astronaut to get a home loan. Just go online and apply right now. Yeah. Trust.
It's not rocket science.
We don't have to pay NBA salaries either. So
yes,
that's
true.
Really
yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's true.
All right, here we go. Hi, I refinanced with a major bank about a year ago. 15-year, 3.5% rate, over $113,000, appraisal at about $250,000. Wife and I, credit scores are all over 800. Is a refinance worth it, and what would we expect to pay out of pocket?
That's a lot of packed information right there. Mm-hmm. So they are on a 15-year at 3.5%. Okay. So they're 1 year in. So the thing is, if you have a $120,000 loan, they're at 113. If anyone out there has a $120,000 loan, 1% saving saves you $100 a month. Okay? 1% interest difference is $100 a month difference. Okay? So they're at 3.5. Can they get down to 2.5 at a $113,000 mortgage? On the lower loan amounts, it's going to be a little bit tougher to get the lowest rates. You usually have to have a loan size that's a little bit bigger. But in this situation, they do have a lot of equity. So they're going to be in good shape in that regard. They're not going to have any of those Fannie Mae charges because they have over 40% equity in their house. Is it worth it? The out-of-pocket would be your appraisal fee. Here's what you do.
If you have it. You might not even have it.
Yeah, you might not have an appraisal because they have 50% equity in their house. So they might not have anything out of pocket. So they could essentially look and see, even if they're on a 15-year, let's say they rolled in most, if not all, the closing costs. They might be able to drop that rate with no closing costs whatsoever and get that thing down to 3% or something.
I'd go to 10-year if I'm them.
There are options. Here's what they do, though. You call. We run all the traps for you free. We say, here's your 15-year option, your 10-year option. Here's with point. Here's without a point. We'll run it. If it says you get a waive an appraisal, we'll tell you get to do this without an appraisal fee because you have the equity. And with all that equity they do have in the house and that great credit score, they could get that thing down in the mid-2s with very minimum closing costs in that loan. Yeah.
Sweet.
That's potential. Call us now at 972-387-4600. Someone will run the numbers for you. Put aside 15 minutes for someone to run the numbers for you. And 14 minutes may save you, how much is it? 16% or more on your mortgage payment. That's our slogan. 14 minutes could save you 16% or more on your mortgage payment. Woo, are we? Wow, like we very creative.
We wound up.
Yeah. Very original here.
Original.
Okay, Tress, next.
All right. Here's an interesting question. I have 8 years remaining on my home loan until my home loan is paid off. I was thinking of refinancing to shave 3 years off my loan. Is there such a thing as a 5-year refinance?
They just paid off. If they wanted, they just start paying extra payments.
Yeah.
You just start paying an extra couple hundred dollars a month, and you go to a mortgage calculator, and you compare here's my rate, here's how much I owe, here's how many years I have left, and you say, well, if I paid this much more, how many years would it take off? You do a mortgage calculator like that, it'll tell you might pay $300 more. You don't have to refinance to do it. Now, if your rate is horrible, then you can call us, and we can see if we can do much better for you. We can help you.
Boy, we're going plenty of different directions today. I'm going to tell you. It's been, got to get the band back together more often. You know what I'm
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba's here. If you want anything, if you don't want him to blurt, you just got to ask the right question. Okay, we're going to say that person should call and see, you know, what the options are. If they only owe 5 years, I'm assuming they don't owe too much in their mortgage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just pay more. That's my suggestion for most people.
All right. Hello. I have a question about getting pre-approved. My wife just stopped working, so now we are down to only my income of roughly $55,000. How much house could I get approved for over 800 credit score?
So they make $4,500 a month. To comfortably afford a home, comfortably get approved for a home, they would want to have a mortgage payment somewhere around $1,400, comfortably get approved. $1,400 payment's going to give them a mortgage of $180,000, which is probably going to get them a payment around $1,300. So they can get $180,000 mortgage. There are plenty of homes and neighborhoods in the DFW area for that. That's a very conservative mind math for you. They might be able to get a little bit more home. They have a great credit score. So depending on their down payment, there are different FHA loans and conventional loans that'll have different rates. They're probably going to find a rate somewhere in the twos here with that credit score. With different down payments, they're going to have different rates and different affordabilities. So don't know about how much they have saved up for a down payment, but I do know at a $55,000 income, they can get approved with $1,300 a month mortgage, as long as they don't have, you know, they don't have car payments and credit card payments that are going to make their debt to income ratio go so high that they can't afford the house.
Mm. Yeah, there we go. So
one more.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Can you get a zero down loan with a 700 credit score?
Can I get a zero down loan?
I can afford $2,700 to $3,000 per month. I think they're talking about themselves, Kevin. Because, okay. You know, they said I in the second
part. Oh, they did.
Part.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. I like when football players, they go, you know, when you're going to catch a pass and when the safety's bearing down on you. And I'm no, I don't know what it's like to have the safety bearing down on me. Why are you talking about me? This is about you going over the middle, not me going over the middle. Okay, Tress, can this person get a zero down loan with 700 credit score?
I don't know. Can they, Kevin?
Can they get zero down? There are no zero down loans. So
VA and USDA.
Oh, you're right. If they are a veteran, they can do that. If they have the VA loan or a USDA loan, you can get a zero down loan. But I can say on USDA, we're going to document your assets, and if you have assets enough to pay your down payment, then you can't get approved for a USDA loan.
Yeah.
Not many people know that. If you can document enough money to pay for a conventional loan, you're disallowed from getting a USDA loan. But on a VA loan, that's a zero down loan. And we have just about the best VA rates in the entire state of the world, entire state of the United States.
And then USDA, you just have to check to see which eligible areas. But Little Elm and Forney are eligible still on USDA loan.
Really?
Yeah, Little Elm and who?
Forney.
I just did one in Forney, which is just right outside Mesquite there.
I think that they should make Forney perpetually always available for USDA loans. Just designated as the USDA capital of the world.
Right. Right.
There are a lot of USDA loans being done out there. You can get a nice house in Forney with a USDA loan.
That's right.
Okay, so.
Or Little Elm.
Yes, it should. Yeah. Yep. Yep. At what point did that elm grow up, though, and become Big Elm is what I want to know.
Right? I mean, Little Elm's been little for a long time now.
Did you know Lake Dallas was called Lake Little Elm Garza back in the day?
Well, you have to be...
Garza Little Elm. That's what it is.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba old.
To know that. Yeah.
Now, this person, you had to get... Zero down would come from a VA. If not, you're going to have a 3% down minimum on a conventional.
You can get family gift funds, too, you on FHA.
3.5% down and 3% down on conventional and FHA. You can use gift funds. And they can afford $2,700 to $3,000 a month, so you can afford a home over $400,000, a loan over $400,000, potentially a loan of up to $500,000 on that payment. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. We want to help you with your loan. 972-387-4600. For that person, we have a home purchase team. They only do home purchase loans. They do them every month. They're very good at them. They've been doing them for a couple of years now as just the home purchase team. We had our best home purchase lock month ever last month. We had people on our home purchase team closing dozen purchases a month, the 15 to 18 purchases a month. And that's what they do all day long. They help people get home purchases, close on time. The home purchase processors do home purchase loans. They're meeting closing dates, and our underwriters are meeting closing dates. Make sure you call us. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Trust, we have to take a break.
Yeah, we do.
You seem disappointed.
Well,
we can just skip the break.
Can we do that?
And then we'll just see if board op person will just right in the middle of our sentence take us to a break. Anyway, we are going to take a break because we don't want that to happen.
No, we don't.
And when we come back, Tress will ask more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We are here to help you save money on your home loan at 972-387-4600. You can call us, text us. Text is better. Tress is asking your questions over text. Do you have any questions for us, Tress?
We do. I do. They do. Yes. You got me all tripped up on these pronouns, Kevin. Okay. So I'm going to switch this up a little bit to put their question at the end because it makes a little more sense. I am currently a student at Parker University to become a chiropractor. I plan on opening a business March of 2021. I will have about $215,000 in total debt from student loans. I do have access to a VA loan. My wife is also in chiropractic school, but a year behind. We both have 720 plus credit scores and are looking to move to the Prosper Salina area. Will I be able to purchase a home in May or June of 2021? But before you answer, I would like to say congratulations. My stepdaughter just graduated from Parker and is on her way to doing her boards and being full-fledged chiropractor.
Parker University. Chiropractors.
Named after our old dog.
Kicking them out on the street.
Okay, I just had to throw that in there.
Okay, we have, the biggest challenge to them is establishing an income.
Yes.
So they're just getting out of school, and they're going to become a chiropractor, but they don't have any documented income. And once they do get documented income, they're going to have to document it for a couple of years because they'll be self-employed. Maybe not self-employed if they work for another chiropractor. But it says they're starting their own practice.
Right.
So you're going to have to practice to make it perfect because we're going to have to get your 2 years of income documentation as a self-employed person. VA is possible. You can get a zero down on VA. Have to look and see what those debt payments are going to be. That'll be rolled into the mix in terms of your ability to afford. But, yeah, you're going to have 2 years, if you're going to be self-employed, 2 years of income. Self-employed people have that dilemma right now. A lot of self-employed people, their businesses are going to show losses this year due to the issues that we're dealing with. And so when you're showing losses at your job or at your business, it's hard to get a loan. A lot of self-employed people can't get mortgage loans. They got to go out there and put 100% down. The good news is when you put 100% down, you get a 0% interest rate. So something to think about there. But that's the thing, man. We wish you well in the chiropractic journey. Sounds like you're going to a growing area. They're going to need some people up there that are doing construction up there in Salina and Prosper.
Like crazy.
So, yeah, it might even have to go all the way up to Gunter.
Going to go all the way up to Oklahoma here pretty soon.
Yep, just going to annex. We'll just annex Ardmore.
Yeah.
Slide it in here to North Dallas. We're here at Happy and to help you with your home loan when you're ready. But if you are a chiropractor, that's the news. Get 2 years of documented income, 2 years tax returns of self-employed so we can show what you can make per year.
Yeah. So you're going to have to wait a bit.
Yep. Wait a bit. That's all right. You can rent. You can rent. You can rent. I mean, it's owning a home, you know, comes with advantages and it comes with headaches. And so you just got to know that you're getting into what you're getting into, you know?
Yeah. All right. We ready?
Yep.
This one's a little long. Hello. My mortgage was recently transferred to...
They didn't write it that way. The hello is just a normal hello. You did the emphasis on the O.
I know. Okay.
They just said hello.
They just said hello, Tress. What are you doing?
I am being fun. Don't be unfun, Kevin. Oh my God.
All right, I'll stop being unfun. I'm being a drag on your text. Sorry.
Do it your way. Hello. My mortgage was recently transferred in September.
That's not very fun. Spice it up.
Since then, they've contacted me regularly about a streamlined refinance with no credit check, no appraisal, and the same term shock is 24 years, going from 3.825% down to 3%. My current payment is $1,525. They said my new payment would be about $1,300. I owe $125,000. I'm interested because things have changed in my household, and my credit is much lower than when originally purchased. Also, the home needs work. I'm reluctant because the company's
mortgage.
They have mixed reviews about their streamlined refinance. More bad than good.
Well, I'm just going to – I know the company that they're talking about. Mm-hmm. But I do have to say this. The review process online for most organizations is a racket. It is a racket. And the racketeers have been sued, and judges have come out and said – if that's their business is to be a racket, then they can choose to be a racket. And the racket is if you don't pay them, they won't put your positive reviews on their site. And so it's extortion. It's basically pay us or we're only going to put negative reviews out here. And so you need to know that about when you're reading reviews online about anybody. You know, you need to know that. Okay, that's just number one. And so streamline refinances. Streamline refinances can be done without credit. They will look at your mortgage payment history. We are going to look at your mortgage payment. So we're going to do a mortgage-only credit. Okay, that is something that will happen. This is a streamline, though, and they said it's 3% is their mortgage rate. So our streamline rates are significantly better than that. They say they owe 113 in their house. Was it 120? Oh, they owe 125.
But didn't they say it's a no-score streamline?
It's a no-score streamline, which might affect it a little bit.
Yes.
But I think you can do better on that rate. A streamline will not have an appraisal on it as long as your payment's going, as long as your new loan amount is no higher than your original loan amount. Here's where the caveats are in that. I'm just going to let you know. One of the caveats is we're at that time of the year where taxes are due. So you're going to have to bring your taxes to closing so that your new loan amount does not go above your original loan amount. Okay, that is one of the things in the streamline refinance you need to be prepared for is you're not going to be able to, your loan amount can't go up. If your loan amount goes up, it has to be an appraisal. And so as long as your loan amount's going down or staying the same, no appraisal on the streamline, okay? And no income verification. Just we'll verify you have a job. We're not going to do an income verification on a streamline.
But and they could be rolling in cost into the rate, too.
Yeah, they can roll cost into the rate. Yeah, yes. You can roll cost, your closing cost into the rate, and that's one of the reasons their rate might be higher. The 3% sounds a little bit high, but they might be rolling their closing cost into the rate so that they can keep your loan amount below your original loan amount. Because if they added the closing cost in, your loan amount could go up, right? Mm-hmm. If you go from $125,000, they got to add in $3,000 to closing cost, it'd be $128,000. Oops, triggers the appraisal. What they're going to try to do is say, we're going to roll that into the rate. So, but give us a call. Have us give it a shot. We'll take a look at it. See if we can do better.
Right.
Or even more better.
More better?
Yes, more better.
What?
We are running out of time, Tress. Do we have any more questions?
Actually, you've hit them all.
We got all your questions answered today.
Wow.
Yes. So we will be back next weekend to answer more of your questions.
But we still have a minute.
Yeah, we have a minute. We're going to chit-chat here for a while. We're going to find out, you know, what is it, Tress, that makes your wonderful marriage tick?
Fun. We have fun, Kevin.
We don't have fun in our marriage.
We do.
Fun.
We wake up.
My wife's going to make me take her somewhere tonight for fun.
Oh,
can you believe it?
How dare she?
It's just, no. She wants to do some of this thing like we are married and we should go somewhere together. We don't go anywhere together. And actually, we just got back from Ohio and Palm Springs. Where else do you want to go?
On a golf
trip? Where else you want to go? No, she wants to, we're going to go out and get romantic.
Romantic?
I'll take pictures. I'll post them online.
Yeah. Maybe not if it's going to be romantic, Kevin.
Well, romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Well, good for you.
Go online and apply with TexasHoney.com. We're going to get you one of the best deals in town all around. 972-387-4600 if you want to call us right now. Well, I'll see you next week in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.